Can you see the word Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith? Lord Jesus, we give you honor and praise. Faith comes from you, originates from you. You told us in your word, you have given us a portion of faith. And this portion of faith need to be used, and there will be faith grow from faith to faith. We put this, you have given us faith to put faith in you. You are our central figure. You are our centrality. Thank you. Your presence is with us. Your name is the most powerful name. At your name, at the mention of your name, in the power of the Holy Spirit, every knee have to bow. Every knee shall bow. Demons have to bow. Demon fear when we speak the name of Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, you are the only truth. And you told us those who are of truth shall hear your voice. And you also told us your sheep shall hear your voice. This morning we make sure ourselves, each one of us, is your sheep that is really born again, empowered by the Spirit of God. And you told us those who does the will of the Father, the real doctrine will come. We will not be deceived. There's only one will. Let our will be diminished. And the will of God takes over. So that we will not go into lawlessness. Let the raw power of God be experienced more and more. So that the word of God, the doctrine, is not just doctrine and teaching. There will be demonstration of your power, reality of your word. The Bible has been tested in and out. The word of God will be tested. Lord, because you want us to experience, the word of God is to be experienced. This morning, as we read your word, Holy Spirit, you are the one who is going to move and touch hearts. You are going to touch and turn us around. And no more the same as we go from this place in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to just go into, I just bought or received my new man Bible that is of Jewish root and with real meaning. Yeah? How many of you know who is King Lemuel? You have been told, those who have been told, don't raise your hand. King Lemuel is actually another name for Solomon. Her mother is so concerned for him. Yeah, but we are not going to tell about, because Proverbs 31 has to do with also, you know, the few verses about King Lemuel, but we will go into verse 10. All right. I've just got Pastor Tiffany last night help me to translate until this morning that I gave her, you know, this is the Jewish version of the words. Shall we put it up? The descriptions of a virtuous woman or a virtuous church, right? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above, not rubies, it's pearl. Not as a far above pearl. All right? Now, we know that in pearl is mentioned in the parable that Jesus told in 13. Now, 13, there are seven parables. And we have already gone through the interpretation of the Bible that man, that merchant is Jesus. Yeah? So this merchant was looking for the pearl of great price. This price is cost so much, so much. Pearl is mentioned in Matthew 13, 45, 46. This is what Jesus himself said. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking good pearls. And when he found one very precious pearl, he left and sold everything that he had and he bought it. Do you know that we are bought with a price? That priceless price? Nobody can pay. It costs the cost of Calvary. Yeah? Our sin costs him all. He purchased us all. We will talk more next round, I don't know when, about 15 to 20 points about how a pearl is formed. Yeah? We go through irritations. So we read all the descriptions of the good points of a woman. It has to go through irritation and some suffering. Is that true or not? Yeah? Okay. Now, a pearl of great price paid by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Chinese version is there. Can we go to verse 11? The heart of husband does trust in her so that she will have no need of unearned gain. So this one, I get it from my Hebrew version. So you can see each verse, it gives us a principle. All of us have to learn, right? True or not? The principle to follow. All of us learn together from this passage. There is a principle of protection and principle of provision. Can we all verbalize 11? 1, 2, 3. The heart of her husband. Now, we know that the woman represents the church. Jesus wants a virtuous bride, right? Is that true? Bride. So, Jesus can trust this church. Do you think so?
Yes.
Yeah? So, there is a protection and principle of provision. Verse 12, she will do him good, not bad, all the days of your life. Of her life. You, again, I say if you compare with your Bible, some are different wording. Then you can see this is a principle of endurance. Endurance. Verse 13, can children read? I want to get the children not to be distracted. Children, read. Look, you will learn spelling. Yeah? 1, 2, 3. No, she seeks. 1, 2, 3. So, it's principle of diligent work. Laziness, Jesus said, is wickedness. If you are lazy, he said, you are a wicked servant. You see, a person with diligence, he will bring to high standing. Some of you, I ask, what do you want to do? He said, oh, I want to be in the high places to bring influence. I say, you had to be diligent. Diligence is more than hardworking. Very focused. Next one, can we see? I'm just reading this and let the Lord speak to us. Shall we read, children? She is... So she has a principle of creative procurement, is obtaining possession, obtaining financial assistance. And you can see this virtuous woman also very business-minded. Yeah? Not just sitting at home, would be very creative. You can be a businesswoman, do some trading and do something from the home. True or not? Yeah? Verse 15, children. So I want the young boys to read. 1, 2, 3. No, you can read better. Yeah? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, can everybody help them? Because I want them to be focused. 1, 2, 3. When we talk about meat, it's not meat in the night to give them. Meat in the Bible is mature food, spiritual food. Hebrews chapter 5 said milk and meat. Meat has to do with mature spiritual food. Yeah? Not only just talking about physical cooking. A mother has to know the word of God. If not, they will go lawless. You cannot tell them, hey, don't be naughty. But you have to tell them the word of God say this. The word of God say that. Yeah? A mother. If we are not there, we can always go into the word. Is that true? I would advise you, don't go into knitting lah, cooking lah, all this. Go into the word. The word is the most important thing. God exalts the word more than his name. Are you with me or not? Hello? I'm not asking you not to bake cake, but just don't spend. My advice is up to you because I don't stop you what you want to do in your ladies' meeting. I think the ladies' meeting is not that very, very eternal. Hello? You think so? God needing is, God wants ladies to pray, knows his heartbeat, knows his heartbeat. Ladies can, you know, ladies can pray. Well, ladies like to talk. Might as well talk to God. Is that true? Well, nobody agrees with me. Nobody agrees with me, eh? Yeah. So, spiritual. She considers a field and buys it, the fruit of her hands. She plants a vineyard. Can children together read with me again? 1, 2, 3.
She
So God has given us a principle of this making wise decision, wise investment. Investing. Yeah? Very wise. Real estate. Yeah? Knows how to bargain. Hello? God gives women wisdom. Do you think so? Because women feels things. Women use heart. Men use left-hand brain. Most women use right-hand brain with pictures. Hello? Yeah. Woman, you should say hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah. All right, next one. She, now in your King James, she girt herself, but Hebrews word is he girds her loin, is here, with strength and strengthen her arms. So this is the principle of health and vigor. Yeah? Wow, vitality. Hello? You got to take care of yourself. Is that so? Also, loin is make nice figure. Next one, shall we, children? 1, 2, 3. So it's principle of guarding valuable assets. I'm so happy some of these children are writing. Children, is it clear all? It's good for you to write. Yeah. It's good for you to write. Yeah? It's a mother talking. Writing will help you to register into your heart. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these children, young people, old and young, that you have We are your people called by your name. Thank you. You have given us principles to live by. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit, only in communion with you, we are able to carry out all these things, characteristics, so that we be a good testimony. Dear Lord, the church is a virtuous church that you are looking for. Thank you. You have found the pearl of great price. You paid it all. And we are your pearl of great price. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You love us so much. Thank you for your presence. Even now, you speak to each one of our heart. In the name of Jesus, that we will be transformed. Thank you for this principle again. We receive with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. 19, shall we read? Yeah, I've given you more time to write. Yeah? 1, 2, 3. So this is skillful productivity. Skillful. God wants us to be skillful in a thing that he has given to you. Yeah, we don't want to be, jack of all trades, master of none. But we have to be jack of many trades and master of all. What do you think? Master of all. Because he is the master of all. Can we go on, please? 1, 2, 3. Stretches out her hand. Yes. She reaches for her hand to the needy. So this is principle of love and generosity. God wants us to be generous. The Bible tells us a stingy, miser person has got evil eye. Hello? You think we are generous? Sure. Then I can see whether the hospitality room is generous or not. When I look at the list of the, all of a sudden while I was just quiet down, it just prompted me to see what are they cooking. Then I see, huh? How can they honor the mothers with this kind of dishes? So I told Sister Karen, change the whole list. Today you will have a big feast. You cannot say, I don't know how to cook. Then you learn. I told one of them, Pastor Ludwig last time did not know how to cook. She started learning curry from Pastor Joseph. Then she went so far to look for what Korean beef. For the one whole week, I did not cook for the children, but he cooked for the children. 7:30, they started class. They got their devotion. He cooked for them. Prepare breakfast, lunch, dinner. So they finished until about 7 something. We have this boy, the last trip, he went back, the father, Enoch. The father said, how, because that was his first trip to Australia, this is his second trip. So how are you in Australia? In Malaya, it's kuat kuat. He said, in China, what do you say, the Chinese? Hen hen some more. Hen yu li, oh, hey girl. Hen yu li. Then the father said, what is the hen yu li? He said, got to study music practice until almost, you know, what time? So he say very quiet, quiet in Malay. Very, very, what do you call? How in English, how do you say? Is this wrong, you call? Well, tough. Oh, it's tough, all this training. This little boy told the father. So how did he become tough? He learned cooking. Then they say, oh, this person cannot cook, that person cannot cook. I say, learn. If they don't learn, then buy roast duck, roast pork. roast chicken, but don't bring what you call biscuit. Do you like to eat biscuit or not? Tell me. Lunch? If you don't like to eat biscuit, you are on duty. And then you eat people's food. You like people, Auntie Molly's food. Auntie Molly, 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, actually I'm not on hospitality, but I cooked these three dishes. How can? The Bible says evil eye, you know. Stingy person nobody likes. You like or not? When I was working long ago in city council, a group of ladies will go out. And this person always say want to give treat, but very hard to take the money out, you know, very hard. And then finally people pay. And then this person is famous for this. No good. A church sister complained to me, another church that was long, long ago, different church. So I have to tell, no, when you say want to give treat, you quickly take out from, pay first. Don't let people, you know, in Malaysia, you have the hawker store. You get drinks, you got noodles, you got this thing. So if you get treat, you quickly pay for noodle, pray for drink. You don't let people pray for your drink, and yet you give treat. Cannot be. Last time my father give treat, yeah? We wanted to give this. I give treat means I give treat. You got to pay all. You don't think of taking advantage. How many of you like biscuit for lunch? Tell me. Nobody. So please, those who are on hospitality, don't bring biscuit. You will bring it back. How many like sandwich for lunch? Well, how many? Or then you can bring. Because somebody told me they brought the sandwich nobody eats. Yeah, but what kind of sandwich you also? Yeah, not just butter and jam. We have to be generous. You see, you can love without give. You can love. You cannot love without giving, but you can love. What is it? That means I give without love. But you cannot say you love without giving. I give without love with motive. Are you with me? You cannot say. After all, you have learned the foundation class. This world, everything will be gone into ashes. Use it while you can use it. When you die, only you give your property to church, no reward. This is what Kevin Connor with all the Bible verses proved to us. True or not? It's when you are alive, it's called living sacrifice. It's not dead sacrifice. Is that true? Hello?
Yes.
God is a generous God. If we have God in our heart, give. If they are poor, help them. Yeah? Help those who do not have. How many of you are rich here? Well, all are poor. So you need some rich people. How many are rich here? So those who do not raise your hand, you go and help them. The next one, shall we read? 1, 2, 3. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. For all her household are clothed with scarlet. We know scarlet speak of the blood of Jesus. Then she makes sure they are born again. Are you with me? True? In spiritual principle, preparation. All the time prepare. Now, I ask a question. I ask them, how can you be alert? They say all kinds of questions. I say preparation. Preparation. You know what's the next thing to do? You prepare first. Then you become alert because you prepare. I'm going to Malaysia. I already prepared. What are the things? Some already packed. So I don't pack last minute. Last minute, I still enjoy. Just take the things and then I go. You become very alert, preparation. Is that true? Think about it. And then because you prepare, you are very conscious of the surrounding and you respond. Alertness is you are conscious, sensitive to the surrounding and respond positively. But you cannot do it without preparation. You cannot have last minute work. I make sure the house, both houses, all ready. I told them when there is meeting, Collins Road, there's nothing, rubbish bin and cups, all just put inside. It turned into a place where Jesus will come and visit. Same. Wherever I go, I just get everything prepared. In fact, I told Pastor Joseph, before you go home to the Lord or me, no mess. Don't let people say, oh, this rubbish, that rubbish. No. The books, all is going to go to the library now itself. We are going to have our Byford, but Byford is small. So what I told Sister Karen, so we are going to put back there, but must cover, must be covered, so that people can come and read good books. Those books we see is old stuff, doesn't work, throw it away. Yeah, this is called preparation. Yeah. A lot of things need to be prepared. Even your pantry, you got to know this is for this, this is for this, this is for that. Yeah? So your mind already conceived the whole picture. When you do things, it's already inside you. I believe God, before he created the world, is inside him. Heaven is inside him. He is not in the heaven. Heaven is inside him. He created heaven. Hello? He's endless. What a life. I told them, this life now is preparation. You don't think of playing because you are special, because your parents want you to be man of God, your mom want you to be woman of God. You are different. You go for exercise. They go weekly now. Yeah, exercise. Park. They have whole day. We have the Uncle Peter to bus them here around everywhere. And then took them also coaster. Yeah? What do you call cruise with the Barcelona, not with the ship. Yeah. They have their proper exercise. But don't be carried away. Because let's say you like rabbits. We know people like Bob Jones, accurate seer, went home to the Lord 2014 when he died. He saw planets of horses. You want to ride horse? Planet. A planet of horse for you, you know. And then you can fly, you see. You've got a different body. You rose with a glorified body fit for our characters. This First Corinthians say, how you rise from the dead is the character that you die with, that character you will rise to that glory. So you might as well do your best. Do God's will. God's will is really kill our will, you know. That's called the cross. The cross, cross over our will. Sometimes it's painful. But the pain sometimes is just very little. Just, you know, sometimes you got a cut. Oh, very painful. Just that short while only. If you depends on how you want to take it. You want to take it long also can. But you can have a short pain. True? That's called emotional pain. So make sure they are saved. Scarlet. 22. I'm so glad some of these young people write notes. Yeah. Zachary, Ezekiel, you must learn to write notes. Yeah? Hello? These are learning spelling. I will get her to read. Okay, what is the right? Read, then can spell. All right, can we read 22? 1, 2, 3. Now, we won't go into the color, linen, the meaning of it, yeah? We just want to look into principles. This is what? Principle of? Elegance. Wow. Yeah? One of the longings of human beings or God created is longing to be beautiful and handsome. You cannot be like village from ancient of days or stone age. You like to be nice. My tailor, fantastic. She has all this extra thing put here, put there, you know. Yeah, is it just by plain color? I will find out from all the cloth and then stick here one flower. Is it nice? Yes. I don't think. She does all the thinking. That day she said, you want to have this pattern like Princess Diana? I said, I don't want Diana. I don't want Diana. I went to hospital. Diana, idolatry. Praise God. You serve the Lord, tailor-made. Many times free of charge. But I don't take advantage. Hello? Are you enjoying my talk?
Yes.
With experience. I see the young people really enjoying too, or not? That is wonderful. So we have this. So, yeah, wear nice. Yeah? If you wear the same thing, people think you're so poor. How come Christians so poor? Hello? Are you poor?
No.
I see Sister Rosalind really dressed very well. Of course, we have this Auntie Henny today is not here. Oh, you know, she's 70, what, 72 or 70 something. Yeah. Isn't it nice? Nice. Hello? One thing, Australia, fashion is not nice. Australia, very old-fashioned. You can see, true or not? I don't know. But you can make like something like my tailor. Hey, extra cloth I make for you. I say, okay. So I got this thing. Hello? You sure you enjoy extra talk? Yeah, okay. Yeah, because some of the men say, hey, you are too long-winded. Quickly finish. Because I can sense some of them. Hey, yeah, quickly. This woman talk. Hello?
Yeah.
All right, keep going. Ubanya, you like the woman talk? Okay, 23. We know the gate is where the important transaction is. Yeah. Important places where wisdom sounds out. Yeah. Wisdom is crying out in the gate. And this is a principle of a good name. It's important to bring good name to the family. We want to bring good name to the family of God. Want to bring good name to Jesus Christ. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why the way we dress, we really learn the principle of dressing or clothing. It's covering shame and also what? To tell people who God, your God is, and you want to tell people how you want people to treat you. Yeah. If I keep talking about Jesus, I don't dress nicely, they think I'm a nut, you know. You say, this is crazy. So you understand? It's important. Keep going. 1, 2, 3. Now, in the origin, I think Pastor Tiffany did put, is the making sure, prayer sure for the husband. Yeah. You know, that prayer sure, actually, for men, not for the husband. So she knows how to make wealth. Now, we know God is the one who empowers us to make wealth. That's why I say all these qualities, you cannot do it without abiding with the Holy Spirit. You cannot. So daily we have to commune with the Holy Spirit. I depend on you. I depend on you through the blood and broken body, the sevenfold anointing. I depend on you. So feel, infilling of the Holy Spirit is important. If not, you will be very dry. So just sometimes you're tired, just close your eyes, infill me. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your spirit. Even you are busy, you say, Holy Spirit, I need your feeling. I need, because we are busy, really busy. You have to think of shopping, you all kinds of things. And you have to think from their head to the bottom. Their hygiene, make sure, all this. Fold clothes. You know, they even don't know how to hang clothes. Or I don't know what to say. Yeah. Hello? Sometimes you, wow, it's so tired to tell the same thing. Mothers, you have more, or you're going to have, I think your son will be good. Because a lot of input, yeah? A lot of input. It's you feel tired. 10 children, how are you? So strength and honor are her clothing, and she will rejoice in time to come. This is a principle of contentment, rewarding, and true security. When you have contentment, there is strength, isn't it? There will be strength. This is an honor. The clothing is honor. Now, to have contentment, Psalm 1 is very important. Can we quote someone? Blessed is the man that... No. Of the Lord. And in his law, he shall be planted by the river of water, will prosper. The prosper, we think of money. Prosper is everything you touch that is contentment. There's satisfaction. Satisfaction is very important. Yeah. Physically, think of a meal you like to eat. After eating, what do you say? Wow, you see? That's physical. But spiritual, I think nobody can understand except you. Except you will understand. Is that true? So, contentment, you feel the true security. All this thing is also spiritual. This is spiritual. Keep going. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the teaching of loving kindness. So, the church or this woman will give wise counsel. You cannot give wise counsel without the spirit of counsel. You remember? Sevenfold anointing, spirit of wisdom and revelation, spirit of wisdom and understanding, spirit of counsel and might, and spirit of the knowledge of God and fear of God. So we need the counsel of the Holy Spirit to flow through us. As I say again and again, that we need to contact with the Holy Spirit in order for this thing to flow out from or develop in our lives. Next one. She looks well to her household and eats not the bread of idleness. My household, first I touch my God give is empowered by the Lord, or inside me is the Holy Spirit. I'm able to touch. I won't say I'm able. It's Holy Spirit through me touch my own family members. Yeah, whether my grandmother, my granduncle, some of them got saved. My mother's cousin, just many of them got saved. And of course, my parents, my siblings, my nephew, nieces, and now the next generation. Make sure they are clothed with scarlet household. Not only this is my household. But this household is not that easy because there's no blood relation. You understand? You go a little bit step for care for them, they think control. They think controlling. Who wants to control you? You've got no time. Talk about controlling. Are you with me or not? If you don't know the heart of a person, you will think your left hand brain will play up. You don't know. First of all, you are not called to be the overseer. I'm talking to the church here. You are not called. We are called. Those who are called, God gives a special grace for overseeing. He gives a special grace whether you like it or not. It's different from your thinking. We cannot talk to you about planting churches. We can't. Because you don't have that heart. It's just you and your family. Are you with me? But you, those who are responding, praise God. Praise God. I just talked to Pastor Tiffany. I said, Tiffany, if you have not married to, just only, off and on, 2 days ago, you have not married to, because we talk a lot of church things and organizing, where would you be? He said, I don't know. Maybe like one of the relatives or one of the siblings just wondering. Then I asked Joshua, if you are not closely connected, where will you be? He said, I don't know. Now we send them to conferences, send them represent us here and there, that we don't want to go. So they are connected to those in the ministry. They are connected. We want all of us to be in. Is that true? Yes. But if you don't know our hearts, you will think control. Just ask yourself, how to control? You also cannot control your own children. You cannot control your own, grandchildren. How can I can control them? Hello? Think about that. Is that true or not? Do you think we want the welfare that you will have the best? Because God put the heart, unless we got evil heart. How can we be evil heart, can be here for so long? You should know the heart already by this time. Hello? Now I'm just speaking spontaneously from my heart. I did not know how this thing will come out about hospitality, this and that. Yeah. You think I care for Elizabeth or not? Yeah? I told Elvin, hey, Elizabeth, you better watch, you know. Did I tell you? Elizabeth smiling at me. She's growing now. I said, she's very distracted. The twins also very distracted. That's why I say, you come here. I said, just so I told them what, you know. I'm going to get the three of you to memorize a song and spell it out for me. I worship you. Did I tell you? You got to spell it out. Hello? And I give them the homework. We are going through Genesis. Now is what chapter already? Chapter 9. Chapter 10. We run through with the dramatized Bible. But before the lesson, the Holy Spirit will just impress me to say something. With that, I told them, you write down the Bible verses. Like, looking unto him. That day, somebody said, looking unto him. So I say, looking unto him. So they had to write Hebrew, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. When we gather together, you look to him. So when you look to him, what will happen? 10 things will happen. So they have to write. So I told DP, you check for me. You got to check because I got no time. Sister Annie, you got to check our Matthias. And next week, they are going to have KFC because they did their homework. If they don't do, I told DP, they are to be fined $2. The Malaysian children, first round, they were all fined $2. We collected all the training. I tell you, because I told them for years they cannot do the same, making the bait. The moment I text them, I call fine. Fine, F-I-N-E-D. So that you'll be fine-tuned. So I find that they, Pastor Tiffany, collected about 100 and something. We all went for what? KFC. And this round, they still don't listen. You know how much I find? I repeat, I say now, this time, $6. $6. So we got 100 something. How much? Anyway, 100 something. So this time we invite all the Sunday school children to KFC. Not only invite them, invited Auntie Annie, because the grandson is in Sunday school. Invited DP. Wow, more than enough for KFC because the fine tune money. Suddenly, the bait really put it nicely. If not, they don't fold their bait, you know. The bottle of the, what do you call, the shampoo, the line everywhere, I know. Sorry, I speak Malaysian English. Can you understand my Malaysian English? I said, you are girls. So everybody enjoy KFC. Then Joshua asked me, who got fined most? I don't want to tell you. So Hannah, your daddy is not going to give you money because you got 300 ringgit red packet money. More than enough to be fined. Hello? You'll be very fine-tuned, because it touched their pocket. But if the daddy money, doesn't matter. So we have David Wong give extra 50 Australian dollars to be fined. Hello? Hello? Good? Amen. This is the story about, she looks well to the ways of the household, eat not the bread of idleness. You are my family, if only you can put a little bit, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ through me. Not to put faith in me, Put the faith in Jesus Christ through me. Hello? It'll be well with you. I can promise you, you'll be well with me. Wow, promise, promise. Really promise. Because God ordained, he put his heart inside us for you. True? I'm speaking to my household. Huh? Yeah, Bella, is it true? Bella, now Bella has changed into a generous person. Today she steamed two chicken. Steamed chicken, learn from who? Pastor Louis learned from Auntie Molly. Yeah. You all really will enjoy. Yeah? Samuel, you enjoy meat, right? Do they plenty of meat? Okay. 28, verse 28, 1, 2. So principle of resourcefulness. I told these children, Malaysia, water is so cheap. You can just wash running water. But you are using Pastor Ludwig's water. You cannot bathe for almost 10 minutes. You cannot. You are limited to 3 minutes. Are you with me? Hello? But sometimes they say, I'm having long call. So every long call, they have to go to bathe. Oh, you know what I'm talking. Wash. Because some of them smell. Pastor Ludwig told me, don't know lah, who smell. That means not clean. So I want them to go long call bathe. That's why it took a little bit of time. Hello? Sometimes eat too much, purging. This one. And then Pastor Louis has to clean the, well, I don't know whether you throw away the panties or what. Throw away. Or clean. Once throw away. And here, the ear, dirt, so big piece. Got to dig, dig, dig. Okay. Now, this is looking after children, true or not? Hello? But it's a very good experience. Can we? Resourceful, I talk about water. I told them how to wash plates. And I give them many times, and they don't obey. Then when the moment I text them, they obey. It's just like in Malaysia, they take the traffic police for granted. They don't pay their parking fees. So the moment they were fined 20 or 30 ringgit, they suddenly will put the ticket. Are you with me? Because they got fined. You think it's a good method? You have to be resourceful. We have to be resourceful because God is resourceful. Jesus, after blessing, what did he do? He picked up the remainder. Is that true? Yeah. Okay, now we have the next one. Her children call her blessed, her husband also, and he praised her. Now, God one day will say, good and faithful servant, enter into my eternal, the joy of my dwelling. Is that true? Yeah, it's important for God to praise us. Wonderful job. Wonderful job. Yeah, not just for these children. We got to think of, we got our bridegroom, Jesus Christ. Yeah? We are on earth and then waiting for that day. 29. 1, 2, 3. Done virtuously, but you excelling them all. So this is a principle of formation. Now, in King James, many daughters have done well. Yeah, but you excel them all. But many daughters done virtuously. So I thought of, you know, Genesis, the whole line of godly people. They call upon the name of the Lord. They begot. And they got children, and they begot, they got children. They were godly line. Is that true? Genesis chapter 5? They're all godly. They call upon the Lord. But suddenly stood up is Enoch. The godly line have done well. But we got to stand up to be different. They are virtuous. But this one, virtuous, is far above even Paul's. We will study on the pearls. And the gate in Revelation is pearl, right? True or not? You have to go through the pearly gate. And Proverbs tells us, do not cast pearl to swine. These are important truths. Can we have, Elegance of form and appearance is deceitful, but beauty is vain. A woman who fears the Lord, reveres the Lord, will be praised. Now, a person who fears the Lord means also to love the Lord. Is that true? You fear God, you love God. Is that true or not? When I love God, would I obey? I will obey. Yeah? So you obey the truth. I didn't know even 11 something is finishing. 31. So there is an inner beauty. When we fear God, we love God. We love God, He shines upon us through. Is that true? The beauty of the Lord will shine. So the glory of God will shine. You see, we can be outwardly very beautiful, a person. But do you know there's no beauty when you talk to a person who looks beautiful? A person who is not that beautiful outwardly, but is also beautiful when you contact with the person. Yeah. 31. 1, 2, 3. In the gate is where the important places. So there is principle of official honor. Publicly, God will just honor this person. Honor His church. I would say church. So we need to be, God will say, oh, my church is displaying my beauty, my inner beauty. Okay, we will finish with the note. Shall we all read this one? 1, 2, 3. A woman, a church who has personal communion with the Holy Ghost, God Himself, will have the fruit of her hands. She shall be praised. She shall receive great rewarding satisfaction from her labors, and others shall talk about her good deeds wherever they go.